Good morning.
We have the hallway contained, the room where the shots were fired from. It is contained right now. If you can avoid coming through those doors, please do.
Suspect down in 135, 432, Mandalay Bay. I have the floor.
Suspect down, multiple firearms. This is definitely the point where the firing is into the car.
We do have one suspect down and in custody per SWAT.
Information. And a potential name, possibly related with the suspect. It is a M-Life Platinum Players card with the name of Mary Lou Danley.
That M-Life card, by the way, is a Vegas card that you use inside the casinos, and they print your name on it. And Mary Lou Danley was the person of interest here.
And according to her social media, that has now been taken down. She had checked in at the Mandalay Bay Resort on previously. We don't know exactly when, but it was previously on her Facebook account. Joining us right now to discuss all this is John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, John Lott Jr. He is also the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and The Bias Against Guns. John, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
So we wanted to play some other audio for you here. This is the sound of the shooting with some people just talking as this is happening. This is the second round. Many people have said that sounds like automatic gunfire. How hard is it to get an automatic weapon in this country?
Well, it's possible to get it. You have to go through additional checks. You have to pay an additional fee to go and get it. There are about 14,000 machine guns that have been owned in the United States. This would be the first time that a gun, if it was registered and legally owned, a machine gun been used in the commission of a crime. You know, the amazing thing about this is the types of terrorist attacks we've been seeing in Europe and around the world using automatic weapons may have finally come to the United States. I mean, the news media, time after time, has described attacks in the United States as involving machine guns, and they haven't. People just haven't, they kind of think that guns are machine guns all the time, and they're not. The assault weapons ban only applied to semi-automatic guns, for example. But, it sure sounds like an automatic fire to me, and but there's so much we still have to learn on this. This is a very unusual case in many ways. Not only the fact that it seems very likely that it was an automatic weapon, but the age of the attacker, over 60 years of age. It's hard to think of anybody who does these attacks pretty much anywhere in the world, just about, who's over 40. And this guy knew what he was doing. Apparently he was on the 32nd floor of the hotel. If you look at pictures of the hotel, and I've talked to news media people in Las Vegas, he would have had to knock out the window of his hotel room and fire down onto the crowd below there. And it's really in a position at 34 floors up that is very difficult for anybody to go and quickly stop them.
John, one of the reasons we were interested in talking to you is because whether we like it or not, today's conversation is going to very quickly turn to gun control. And the reason, and it has already, I mean, I've seen one Huffington Post reporter already complaining Congress won't do anything about gun laws now. And from your perspective, it shouldn't turn in that direction, should it?
Well, I mean, we're still trying to figure out what's happened. I mean, after the horrible attack on a Republican congressman in Alexandria, you had everybody from the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, to other politicians around the country calling for all sorts of gun control laws, like licensing and registration and what have you. And it turned out the person had gotten his guns from Illinois and had gone through pretty much all the lists of regulations that were required, that people were talking about and pushing. And, it's we're going to find out more about how this person obtained the weapon. We just don't know many things right now, so it seems kind of premature to be going and talking about this. What I can say is that you look at France, which has had really horrible attacks. I mean, they've had a concert hall attack where there was like 98 people who died just in that. You know, those were attacks that were taken care of with automatic weapons like this. And as I say, the types of attacks that we see occurring around the world may finally be occurring. And what most people don't realize is that despite the news media coverage, the United States has been a relative oasis in terms of relatively few mass public shootings compared to the rest of the world. You look at France, a country that has one-fifth the population that we do.
Yes.
In 1 year, 2015, they had more people either killed or injured from mass public shootings, 532, than we had during the entire Obama presidency.
It's unbelievable.
527.
John, thank you. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but I really appreciate you giving us your insight this morning as we deal with the fallout from all of this. Thank you, John.
Sure.
744 now on WMAL.